A special Israeli unit was called into Ramon prison to attack Palestinian prisoners following their protests against the death of a 64-year-old political detainee, Masara Abu Hamdiya, who died in Israeli jail last week. The Palestinian prisoners protested by shouting and refusing food from the Israeli prison guards. The forces responded by attacking the prisoners using electric rods and tear gas. A lawyer from Adamir Lawyers Association visited Ramon prison and stated that following the attack, many prisoners were placed in solitary confinement or transferred to other prisons.
These special forces, they don't respect the international law, and the administration of the Israeli prisons, they don't care about the international law. They refuse to treat the Palestinian prisoners as a war prisoner or fighters for freedom. So our prisoners, they are not protected by the third and the fourth Geneva Convention, and they deal with them based on what they call the Israeli Prison Service regulations. And based on this regulation, the administration of the prison can call the special forces and they can let them attack the prison to make sure that they are controlling the.
A former Palestinian minister and the current head of Palestinian Prisoners Society also believes that this is a common situation occurring in all Israeli prisons.
In general, the situation is in all the Israeli jails is a catastrophic situation. What's happened yesterday, that the Israeli special forces initiate to attack the two sections, one and five. The reason usually they use the security for security needs. The prisoners, it's happened more or less every week in any section or any jail. It's became part of the this dirty traditions.
The Palestinian prisoners told an Adamir lawyer that the protests are continuing and that the punishing measures conducted by the Israeli prison guards will not put an end to the protests. Abu Hamdiya's death sparked outrage throughout the West Bank, Gaza, and inside Israeli prisons, as they believed the treatment by Israeli guards inevitably caused his death. This is the second death of a Palestinian political prisoner this year. Last month, a 30-year-old Arafat Jaradat died of torture by the Israeli prison guards. Palestinian lawyers refer to the violence used by the Israeli prison guards against Israeli prisoners as dirty tactics, and they continue to defy international law and the Fourth Geneva Convention. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied, Offa.